Welcome.
It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show in the DMV. The magazine is called Be There. Be There. Be There or Be Nowhere. If you don't have a black card by now, then you're living a black cardless life. And if you're living a black cardless life, then you don't understand the power of the black card. I was told if you said something three times, you can't forget it. The black card, the black card, the black card. Do not, under no circumstances, go into 2018 without the black card. We're broadcasting live from the VA, which is part of our helping the veterans for the black card. The black card is what we call support to domestic violence, suicide, and homeless veterans. And today we're down at the VA supporting veterans for the holidays. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Lisa Blocker. She is a performer, an artist, a singer. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm here. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our newsmaker line. First off, tell us who you are, give us your whole name, and what you do.
Well, my name is Lisa Jones Blocker. That is a block with E-R at the end, but my stage name is Lissay. That's L-I-S-A-Y. I am a singer, songwriter, producer. Right now I have a new holiday CD out, and it's called Lissay's Merry Happy Holidays. It's 13 tracks on the album/CD. All tracks, all songs are produced by me, with the exception of one, which is Silent Night, which is actually recorded by the gospel group, The Father and Son, which just happened to be my dad and my brother.
Excellent. Now, how can they get a hold of this CD, and where are you going to be performing next?
Well, you can come onto my website, which it might be kind of long for you to remember. I have it on Wix, and I have been trying to get my domain name attached to it, but there's been some behind the scenes issues. But I'll give you the link. You might not remember it all. Mr. Price, maybe you can post it on your page, but it's Lissay, which is Lisa with a Y, Lissay, LJ, Inc., dot Wix site. That's Wix, W-I-X-S-I-T-E, dot Lissay Music. I know that's a lot to remember, but it's Lissay, LJ, Inc., dot Wix site dot Lissay Music. Or you can just come onto my Facebook page, which is Lisa Jones Blocker. You know, there's something called a circle, there's something called a rectangle, and then there's the block. So you do block and add ER at the end, and that's how you get Blocker, Lisa Jones Blocker, aka Lissay. You can come on my social medias and get the links for my website. I'm also on iTunes, Amazon, Google, all the digital stores, and all you have to do is punch in Lissay. Again, that's Lisa with a Y, L-I-S-A-Y, and you can do the digital downloads that way. And as far as upcoming shows, I'm actually going to be performing tomorrow down in Richmond, Virginia. Honestly, I was just put on the show. I don't even have the address yet. And then I'm actually performing for a nursing home during the day tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that, just doing something for the sick and shut-in, who a lot of times they don't really have a lot of family members and friends to come see them and come take care of them. So I'm really looking forward to that tomorrow. That's in Williamsburg, Virginia.
You did an excellent performance at the Be There magazine, the largest caring giving Oscar award party, December 7th. We had over 500 people there, and you performed, and your performance was excellent. People still talking about it. And I want to thank you for being on that particular show, because it was our pinnacle show that we do every year. But people really mm-hmm. was happy to see you for the first time. And we're looking forward to you doing some more things with the magazine. We're going to be at the Willie Caves on February 22nd. It's going to be our Icon Awards. We're going to be honoring individuals who have contributed to the DMV for 25 or 30 years or more, and they're unsung. So we'll be doing that on the 22nd of February, Black History Month, celebrating Black History Month. So that's going to be a big one. Also, tell us about being a singer. Do you write music also? Tell us about how it is to become a singer.
Okay, well, I have been singing, you know, since, as my grandma used to say, knee-high to a duck. But I guess I started taking it somewhat seriously. As a teenager, if you can say, how serious can I take it as a teenager? I was actually put in my first band, and I'm not talking high school band, even though I was in high school band. I was actually in a pop band at the age of 16, where we actually toured around, you know, North Carolina, certain parts of Virginia. I'm from Virginia, New Jersey and Virginia originally. And as a teenager, I was in my first pop band, touring band. And I'm nowhere near my teenage years right now, so it's been at least like over 25 years since I've been doing this. But I started off singing, and as years progressed, I started writing. And honestly, I didn't even realize that I had that gift, but I can truly say God really gifted me in the songwriting area. Not to say he didn't gift me vocally, but people are always commenting on my songwriting. So, yes, I do write lyrics. I also compose. As I said, I produced 12 of the 13 tracks that's on my holiday CD. I wrote everything on there, with the exception of Silent Night, of course, which is a Christmas classic, and Oh Holy Night. Everything else I wrote the lyrics to, did the music myself, and also did all of the background vocals. So I won, you know, a couple of songwriting and poetry awards, which really meant a lot to me, because, you know, trying to make it in the industry, you have so many people, you know, in the industry telling you you're not good enough, or you need to work on this, you need to work on that. You know, so I experienced the rejection. So to actually songwriting awards from the industry, I've won Billboard, I've entered into Billboard contests, and I've won. You know, I entered into contests in the D.C. area, and I've won, you know, so, and poetry awards as well, so.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening to you. We're
okay.
Here live. Go ahead.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we still were connected. But, yeah, so, I mean, I actually love writing. It's very easy for me to come up with songs, melody. I have over 700 songs that I've written. A lot of people find that hard to believe, but I do. And honestly, if I never write another song again, I have way more than enough to carry me out through a lifetime and another lifetime. So I'm trying to get songs placed on artists as well. Trying to get songs placed in movies, TV shows, jingles, wherever I can get songs placed. Radio shows that might need theme music, those. I actually have something that I created for the Steve Harvey Show, but trying to get it to him. Everyone who hears it loves it. That's pretty much, what I'm doing with regard to songwriting. Like I said, I'm a composer, I'm a producer, and it's kind of rare to have a female producer, but you're talking to one right now.
Well, that's excellent. I think it's commendable that you have come this far, that you have done so many things in the music industry, and you seem to be really still hungry, you want to be a professional and you want to do things to make your career grow, I want to commend you for seeing the vision of even promoting and what I call marketing yourself. A lot of singers claim they can sing, or they do, or they are singers, but they don't want to do anything to propel themselves or promote themselves, and they seem to go by the wayside. I've even seen some singers who produce shows, and the show, nobody shows up. I mean, what's the point in having a show and nobody shows up? But they sit there and don't want to do the aspect of marketing the show, you know. And I don't know why a lot of singers do that. I even see singers go to what they call open mic, and they go there every single week, and they sing at this open mic. And I'm saying, how do you sing at open mic every week and don't gather up the people who are seeing you sing, because that's the people who want to buy your CD or want to see you perform somewhere else? But if you're coming there every week doing an open mic, why would I go see you somewhere else? Does that kind of make sense?
Makes sense to me. You're getting on some good points. I see people doing it all the time, but
I'm saying to you, what I love about you, Lisa, is that you are a professional singer. You have your own songs, you're a composer, but you also are doing what's necessary to catapult your career to the next level. You're going to be in Richmond tomorrow. You're going to be wherever it takes to go. You're going to go, and you're going to make sure people know who you are. Be There Magazine is going to make sure your name becomes a brand in the Be There Magazine circulation of readership. And the Black Card holders, we're going to make sure that people know who you are. Give us what we call the next level for you. What are you going to be doing next in 2018?
Well, actually, I don't want to say cast in a movie, but I've actually done some films. Acting in some films, that's something that I never thought that I would be doing. You know, so there have been some opportunities for me to do some independent films. We don't know where it's going. They're saying it's going to be on Netflix. I've also had people reach out to me to have my own reality show or have my own cable show, which I actually used to have a cable show when I was in Connecticut. That was called They Did It and So Can You. And it was basically a show where I would interview successful people, entrepreneurs, and get their stories of how they became successful, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so that's something that a couple of people have approached me about. And then just, you know, doing another entertainment show where you interview, you know, artists, comedians, whoever's in the entertainment industry, one of those types of shows. So you might see me hosting a show. You probably will see me hosting some type of an entertainment or entrepreneurial motivational type show next year, in addition to possibly doing some documentaries, because I edit film as well. And, you know, so once I had my cable show in Connecticut, it kind of opened me up to doing other things that I never even thought that I would be doing. I think you're going to see some documentaries, perhaps some movies that you might see me in. You know, so the sky is the limit. Some people are talking about putting me on some tours outside of the U.S., which I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm just trying to take it to the next level worldwide so people can hear my music. Like I said, I have over 700 songs, so I have a lot of music that I need to share to the world.
So you do have 700 songs. That's a lot of writing. That's a lot of composing. That's a lot of energy, a lot of positiveness, a lot of what I call determination and destiny. You really do believe in what you're doing, and you really care about what you're doing. And that's why you are the star you are. You are the individual that you are, because you're hungry enough to make it happen, and you're going to make it happen. That's what I like about you, Lisa. It's all about you. It's all about making sure that you get your career and get what you want to do to to the next level, and that's what we're here for. We do marketing and advertising. That's what we do.
Well, yeah, thank you. I've just, you know, like I said, I've been doing this from one capacity to another since the age of 16. So needless to say, I've seen a lot. I've been around a lot. You know, when I went to New York pursuing a record deal, I thought that because I could sing, you know, that it would be a very easy situation to connect with a record company and they would sign me. But it was so much other stuff going on behind the scenes that really, if you don't have the proper team in place, it can just really just really kill your spirit and just really just get all screwed up with regard to what it is you're trying to do. You know, so I've learned a lot, and so I refocused. I had to remove myself from the industry for quite a few number of years and regroup. So what's going on with me right now, I call it the rebirth of Lissay. The last 3 years, for me, I had to sit back and assess the things that I was doing, the people that I was around, the people I was connected with, and do things different. You know, so the last 3 years I've been opening up for, you know, some pretty well-known artists, you know, El DeBarge, Mickey Howard, Melissa Morgan, Blue Magic, so many others. And, you know, so I've learned to do for myself, because if you sit back and rely on other people to do it for you, it's probably not going to get done. And if it is done, it's not going to be to your satisfaction. So I pretty much do everything for my career, you know, so I wear like 50 hats a day, and it can get a little overwhelming, but at least I know it's getting done.
That's a good point, and what you're doing is the right way. It's the best way. If you're not going to rely on someone who's not going to get it done yourself. Get it done yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so... And again, I want to thank you for the opportunity on December 7th at your Be There magazine awards Christmas holiday event. That was wonderful. We had a blast. We had a great time. I look forward to your February event. Hopefully I can come and perhaps sing a song or two.
Well, like I say, what we want to do is make sure that you come on board, and we're always going to have the door open for you to do some stuff, and also you have the carte blanche, you know, to do some marketing and advertising, and we definitely want to talk about that, because this is going to be big, and this is going to be – it's not going to be as big a room as the Masonic Temple downtown. That holds about 500. This holds about 350. But it's still going to be a good venue, and it's in Bully Caves, and we're going to be doing some positive things on February 22nd. So spread the word, let everybody know that you're going to be there, and let everybody know what you're doing. But also, you need to definitely do what you're doing like you're doing it. I really appreciate your energy and your – what you have is drive. And a lot of singers don't have drive. They don't have what I call true grit. They don't have – they're not hungry, man. They just want to sing somewhere and think that that's going to make them a star, and it's not going to happen. That's why they have this thing called American Idol. They the people vote on the people. They know the perfect can sing, and then once they get the votes in, they just cut a record. And they got people already following that person that likes that person. And that's what you got to do now in this through social media, Instagram, Twitter. You got to get following, man. People are following you. I tell everybody, we did that event to Be There magazine, online magazine, and the radio show. We got two radio shows, a morning show, and we have a show on Saturday on Radio 1. We have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we do broadcast live. After this interview here, we'll be broadcasting live on Facebook for 30 minutes. So people can click on, and every time somebody clicks on, that's another person of a follower you have. You have that person's name, that person's Facebook page. You know who they like. They like something because they took time out of their life that they're never going to see again to click on your Facebook Live. That means they appreciate what you're doing. So you have that kind of juice, and we're going to do everything possible to make it happen for you. Do you have any closing statements?
Happy holidays to everybody. Blessings to each and every one of you. I tell people to go out and do something for the sick and shut in, those who can't do for themselves. Go help feed the homeless. That's what I'm going to be doing on Christmas Day. And just spread love. And if you can, get that Lissay new holiday CD. And you can find me again at Lisa Jones Blocker on Facebook. Instagram, I am at Lissay Music. Twitter, I'm at Lissay LJ.
Excellent. It'll be an excellent gift for the holidays. Make sure you get a new CD. Also, go to my Facebook page. You can see her video. It's blasting on internet. You also can make sure that you see her on the 22nd of February. But before you go out today or you live another day, go to myblackcardnow.com. Get the black card. The black card opens doors, stops businesses from closing. It also stops suicide and domestic violence and the homeless veterans. We make sure that we support these organizations and make sure that we make a difference. Now, I'm going to be coming on live on Facebook after this broadcast, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the VA. So come on board, go to Russell Price Jr.'s Facebook page, and we'll be broadcasting live. I want to thank you, Lisa, for coming on today. I want to thank you for what you're doing, and you'll be hearing more about Lisa. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll see you on Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
Thank you for having me.